Zero Tolerance Network will this weekend present the Zero Tolerance Drama, a play that brings out sexual exploitation, abuse, and prohibited conduct that is related to sexual harassment in the workplace. Well, joining us this morning here on the Miraya Breakfast to have a conversation about this is Aite. Good morning. It's good to have you on the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
How are you today?
Well, I think I'm fine.
You think?
Yes.
All right. Let's have a conversation about this particular drama that will be taking place this weekend. Mm-hmm. Just tell us briefly, what is it all about?
Well, Zero Tolerance, as the name suggests, is giving zero tolerance to any sexually related conducts in the work area and even prohibited conduct like sexual harassment that does take place a lot in the work area and all that. Yes.
And let's talk about the timing of this drama. Does it mean that we now have more related offenses in the workplace than before, or you have just, you know, been quiet for so long?
Well, I think this sexual exploitation and abuse and harassment has been there for a very long time, just that people have not been able to talk about it because it's quite shameful. And I'm very disappointed to say that it mostly happens to women, young women who are in search of jobs and all that, where you'll be harassed and someone will tell you, if you don't do me such a favor, you are not getting the job, or you will not maintain the position that you are at, or you will not even get a promotion. And these are some of the things that happen, and I'm glad to say that these things don't happen in South Sudan alone. These things are global. It was way before Jesus was born. So I think these things have been there, and it's high time we created an awareness against them so that at least we can all live in harmony and everybody can live peacefully and have a good working environment.
Yes. So it's such a big problem.
It's a very huge problem.
All right. So who are you targeting particularly in this particular drama?
Our main target is actually the general public, everybody. Mm-hmm. I cannot really give a specific target and say I'm targeting the working class alone. Mm-hmm. No, because even in the local markets and all that, we have people who are doing this. You understand? So it is very important that everybody gets to understand that this drama is not targeting people who are working in offices alone or anything. This is something that is generally affecting the public. And when I say the public, I mean the whole world.
All right.
Yes.
Now, talking about this drama, tell us a little bit about the content.
Well, in this drama, there's a lot of drama, as you can hear the drama name.
Already excited about it.
Trust me, you will love it. There's a lot of clashes. We have this character who plays Johnny Boy, and he's bringing out the image of that boss who is always sexually harassing his female employees. You know, he guarantees them a job. But eventually, before you get the job, you have to do some 1, 2, 3 activities for me, of which sometimes he doesn't even have the job, you know. So he's been doing that to some women. They've been playing along to his game all through. But it reaches a point now when he meets one lioness who does not put up with his nonsense, and she reports him immediately. Initially, when the thing starts, when she was still new to her job, you know, she tries to play along, you know, because she hasn't really understood who this guy is. But as time goes by and the guy becomes very persistent, calling her at late hours of the night, you know, texting her, all those funny, touching her unacceptably, you know, those touches that are not allowed.
Indecent
touches and all that stuff. So I think it got the lady very uncomfortable that she had to report the matter. And after it was reported, you know, the guy just had to lose his job because his other atrocities also came to light. He had also been engaging himself in sexual activity with kids. And, you know, that's very wrong.
Absolutely.
That is very, very wrong.
Absolutely.
So basically, that is what is there. And then, you know, there's also the clash between the women.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing this with my man. That is my guy. You know how women are sometimes. And
I know. I totally understand.
So that is what is going to happen. And that is what people are expected to have as of tomorrow, which is 26th and 27th.
Okay.
Yes, at Baobab House. And I welcome everybody. Trust me.
All
everybody.
Right. Yes, Baobab House here in Juba. Just tell us briefly where that is so people can, you know, get to come and...
Well, apparently Baobab House is located in Buluk, mm-hmm. just a few meters from the Sudan Embassy. And I will also direct people to use the eye clinic.
Yeah, it's just opposite the
eye clinic. We are going to put some signs, to direction signs there tomorrow for guys to be able to locate the place.
All right. Yes. So this is a drama.
Yes,
it's talking about something really very serious.
Yes.
How can people take this very serious? Are people going to take it seriously or just, this is just a drama?
Well, I expect people to take it seriously because initially when I was presented with the script, I never thought it was something that was very serious. Mm-hmm. But as time went by and I understood the script, because I think, I am part of this cast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. what part are you playing?
I'm playing the narrator.
The narrator.
Yes.
Okay, awesome.
Some spirit that just appears and disappears.
Okay.
Yes.
We'll be there.
Yes, please. Initially, when I started going through the script, I think I did not understand the depth mm-hmm. of zero tolerance. But as time went, I got to understand that, oh my goodness, these are things that actually happen in reality.
Yeah.
There's no story that is written by any human being that has not happened or that is not yet to happen. So I think people need to take these things seriously and... they need to give it all the seriousness that it deserves.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And what do you hope to achieve after this drama presentation tomorrow?
Yes. So now, this is the main thing. The reason as well we are doing this, there are two things involved here. Number one, we are working with students that are unable to help themselves pay some school fees and so get themselves the basic needs that they will need at Kampala University. We have identified them. They have the talent of acting and all that stuff. So we have been working with them very closely. They are actually our main cast. So our main agenda, apart from passing out the information about sexual exploitation and abuse and the prohibited conduct like sexual harassment, we also want to help these students get some small money so that they can be able to fend for their university fees, get themselves some stationery, so they're good to go, you know. They can also be able to finish up their university and all that.
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
Let's talk about, you know, if I want to come there, what are you promising the people that would want to come?
Oh, what
are they going to see?
Oh my goodness, you're coming in for something that you have never experienced before, because I think we have not been having such dramas in South Sudan. Theater is not something that has really been welcomed mm-hmm. by South Sudanese as much. Many will say that it's because South Sudan is a very young country, but I don't believe that. It's a young country, yes, but there are huge minds behind it. Mm. And this is something that really excites me. So you better come and watch yourself something that you have never seen before. This is going to be like the best thing ever. Trust me.
All right. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to that. As I'm already excited mm-hmm. about going there, mm-hmm. what should I prepare? Do I come with some money?
Or... Yes, you need to come with some money. We say we need to support the little boys and girls. Yes,
okay.
The entrance fee is only $30.
Okay.
Or an equivalent in South Sudanese pounds,
okay.
which is like about 13,000.
13,000.
Yes, okay. yes. SSC. And you come, you'll get some drinks, there's some food, you will interact with people. You'll get to meet a couple of people and things are going to be
great. I know Baobab.
It's a very, very conducive
hangout
place.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
All right, looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. What will be your final message to the people who are looking forward to come or mm-hmm. those who have not yet made up their mind to come?
Mm-hmm.
Convince us.
Well, the thing is this. You are looking for entertainment. We know very well that we don't have recreational centers in Juba where you can just go and have fun as compared to the East African countries and all that. What we're trying to do is we're trying to create an environment where we can involve the youth positively, you understand? Instead of loitering and finding yourself in the clubs, doing something that does not really add value to your life, come and join us tomorrow at Baobab House. By the way, the gates open at 3:30.
Okay, I was going to ask about the time.
Yes,
okay.
Gates open at 3:30. Just come and we promise, we're not going to take your time. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be 45 minutes drama.
Because okay.
that's the rule of drama, yeah? 45 minutes for the best fun of your life. And also in the 45 minutes, minutes, you will go home with a message that is going to be stuck into your head for the rest of
Absolutely.
Your life.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you
and
too.
Of course, looking forward to coming there tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
We wish you the best.
Thank you so much. Let me also give my final appreciations to our director, the writer of the play and the director, who has been very patient with us because, you know, working with the amateurs is not easy.
Yeah.
Yes, so he has really been patient and he's really given us a lot of patience and a lot of time. So to Ruben Inaju, we just want to say thank you so much to him.
All right. Yes. Thank you, Ruben. And of course, thanks to the crew as well for pulling this up together.
Thank you.
Looking forward to tomorrow and next tomorrow at the Boabab. 3:30.
3:30 and entrance is only $30.
$30?
Yes.
Oh, you just put some 13,000 SSP and you're good to go.